coming out firing. Both teams love the tray.
That's for certain. 8 minutes on the clock. 0-0. Sandusky moving right to left across your radio. Ugly moving left to right. Liefrant tips it the opposite way and goes right out of bounds. It's going to be Sandusky ball to start on the opposite side of the court on your right side of your radio. So, Sandusky technically wins the tip. Ugly coming out in a full court press. Gets it in the base cell. Starts to dribble up. Being guarded by the big man, 52, Josh White. Interesting matchup right there. Baisdell, Tom Petit, dribbles over to number 10, Justin Mills. Over to Gage Frank. And he goes in and passes it in number 12, Brandon Tucker, and he gets the two.
Sandusky immediately went into their flex offense against Ugly's man-to-man, and they got that little cut underneath for the 2 points.
So it's 2-0 Sandusky early. Probably not too concerned at this time. They get it over to Sweeney, who gets into the paint, kicks it back out to 22, Guza. In the left corner, gets it into White in the left post, turns around, passes back out to Guza, who drives in back into White on the left post, goes up, and nothing there, a little pivot move, and puts it in for an easy two. Tie ball game, two apiece. Josh White with the first two for Ubley. 7 minutes remain in the first quarter, 2-2. Baisdell over to Mills. Mills passes into Tucker, back out to Mills, back over to number 20, Gage Frank. Tucker now on the left wing, being guarded by Liefrant from a distance. Over to Shifley. And it's called by Josh White, who has nothing but room, and goes up for the layup on the right side. It's good. Josh White with all 4 points for Ugly. Josh White looked like a guard out there.
Wisely, he chose not to dunk it. Coach Pickle, I'm sure, was kind of debating whether he would or wouldn't, but 6'6", Josh White, he did the right thing and went for the layup.
Frank over to Tucker. Back out to number 11, Shifley for the J from the free throw line. No good. Rebound, Ugly. And we have a double dribble call on number 32. That's Gabe Messing. In the third quarter of last game against High Ridge, Gabe Messing rolled his ankle. He seems to be doing just fine this week. Ugly didn't play this week at all. As Sandusky has it underneath their own hoop, passes the base down the right corner. Back out to number 10, Mills. Into the corner to Shifley for three. Yes! Shifley responds and hits the three, and now they have the first lead, second lead of the night, 5-4. Here comes Sweeney for Ugly across the timeline, being guarded by Shifley. Drives in the lane with the runner. That one's no good. Rebound number 22, Guza. Back out to Liefrant into White, who tries to take it out. Kicks it back out to Guza in the corner. Back out to Sweeney, into White. Over to Gabe Messing, drives the baseline from the right side, goes up, and we have a whistle, and it's disco night here. Traveling call, and it's Sandusky ball. First substitution in the game, looks like number 20, Brian White, replaces Gabe Messing. Sandusky ball, 90 feet from their own hoop, in the Baisdell. 5:40 left in the first, 5-4 Sandusky lead.
The press that Ugly's putting on is just a token press, just to show a little man-to-man action.
Mills has it left wing. Drives in baseline, kicks it back out to Baisdell. Off his foot and out of bounds. Ugly ball on the left side of your radio. 5:26 left. 5-4. The score remains with the Sandusky 1-point lead. Sweeney draws the timeline, being guarded by Shifley. And loses it, and it goes out of bounds as Sweeney slides into second base, trying to save it, and he's out. Sandusky ball, Tucker, into Baisdell, being guarded by White, 75 feet from the hoop.
Both teams are showing a little jitters right now, Clark. They haven't really settled into the game yet.
Shifley kicks it into Baisdell in the left post, and he goes in for the spin and roll, and it's good. Looks like Baisdell is starting to get comfortable there in the post. It's now 7-4, a 3-point lead, the largest for Sandusky tonight. 4:55 left in the first. Sweeney kicks it into Liefrant, who has not scored yet. And they get into White, who has all the points, and attack on two more for Ugly's Josh White. He has six. Ugly has six. It's 7-6. Sandusky leads by one. Baisdell across the timeline. 4.5 minutes left in the first. Into Shifley in the left corner. Back out to Mills. Over to Baisdell, top of the key. Feeds it into the right post. Into Shifley diving and just the runner fade away. It's good. Shifley now with 5 points on the night. Makes it 9-6. 3-point lead for the Redskins. Sweeney Kicks it over to Guza. Feeds it into Josh White. The 100% of the offense thus far. Yes. Heck on two more. Josh White with 8 points already, and it's all been about six-foot bunnies.
You know, Brandon Tucker, he's just not going to be able to stay with them. That's just the way it goes. Josh White is like the 6'6", and he's a monster in there.
As number 20, Gage Frank has top of the key, kicks it into base down the left side, back out to Frank. He drives into the lane, goes for the runner. This one's off the mark and out of bounds. Ugly ball. 3:46 left in the first. 9-8. Ugly trails by a mere single point. Sandusky retreats. Guza kicks it into Lifrent, who's going to be doing the point guard duties for this trip. Across the timeline. 3:40 left. Over to Sweeney on the right wing. Being guarded by Shifley. Dribbles all the way around the arc to Lifrent for three in the corner. Yes! Marshall Lifrent with the smooth three from the left corner makes it now with an ugly lead by 2-11-9. Baisdell drives down and gets the runner for himself. That one-handed shot we talked about a few weeks ago was good. And now tie ball game 11 apiece. 3:15 left in the first. Sandusky at Ugly. Sweeney kicks it over to Lifrent for another three. This time the right corner. This one's no good. And Josh White scoops it in for the rebound. That one does not go in either, and it's a rebound by number 12 for Sandusky, Brandon Tucker. Baisdell, the big man, has it. Also their point guard. And we have a timeout called by Sandusky. So Ryan Brown will be listening into that huddle. We're going to stick with you here. 2:56 left in the first, 11-11. The key stat, Josh White has 8 of the 11 points for Ugly. The other three come from Marshall Lifrent.
Marshall Lifrent has been covered pretty well. He has gotten loose a couple times. Got two nice looks to the basket, one on the right, one on the left. One went in, one didn't. I wonder if that Coach Pritchard isn't going to go ahead and make a little move on the matchup with Josh White.
Well, let's see. Ryan Brown, listen in. Ryan, what you find out?
What Sandusky's going to try and do here is come out and work some sets because their offense has kind of been all over the court so far. Coach Pritchard wants them to come out, run some sets, execute a little bit more on offense.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Ryan Brown, our sideline correspondent for WLAW Sports. 11-11, 2:53 left in the first. All tied up in Ugly. Over to Tucker on the right side. That's Gage Frank, excuse me. Number 12, Brandon Tucker now has on the left side. Back up to Mills, top of the key. Over to Frank. 2:40 left in the first. Time all game, 11 apiece. Tucker drives in, kicks back out to Frank. He drives in, then kicks back out once again. To Shifley, he takes the runner from the right elbow, and that one's good. Shifley now with 7 points of the 13 for Sandusky, and now a 2-point lead for the Redskins. 2:20 left in the first. Sweeney, top of the key, being guarded by Shifley. Dribbling around, being guarded at 7 feet. Josh White now top of the key, trying to feed it into Lifrent. It's not there. Over to Sweeney, left wing for three. Yes! He was way downtown on that one. About 4 feet behind the arc, and now Ugly has a 1-point lead, 14-13, with less than 2 minutes to play in the first. Shifley, being guarded by Sweeney. Over to Frank on the right wing. Feeds it in, takes it back out to Mills for three. No good. Rebound Lifrent. Soaring through the air to get that one. Sweeney now has it, bringing it up the court. 1:40 left. Or the left side. The Austin Drake. Back up to Sweeney, left wing. Drake now has it, dribbles back up to the top of the key. 90 seconds left in the first. Sweeney in the corner, drives the baseline, kicks back out to Austin Drake for three. Yes! Ugly's Austin Drake hits the 3 points. And now the largest lead for Ugly, 4 points, 17-13. With 1:15 left in the first. Mills across the timeline. Over to Frank. Or to Bullis. Back out to Frank for three. This one's no good. Rebound, Josh White. Lifrent across the timeline with less than 60 seconds to go with a 4-point lead for the Bearcats. Lifrent with the jump shot from the right elbow. This one's smooth. Lifrent's jump shot has been coming along quite nicely and now makes a 6-point lead, the largest lead for the Bearcats tonight, 19-13, 45 seconds left at the end of the first, close to the end of the first period. Shifley feeds it into Gage, kicks it back out to Mills. Frank now has it. Over to Tucker. Goes for three. This one's no good. Rebound, Lifrent. He brings it up himself with 20 seconds left with a 6-point lead. Austin Frick to Josh White. Back